The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Climate Crisis. Today, I'll be discussing how climate change is affecting the biodiversity of our planet, and also we will look at some specific species that are at risk of extinction due to climate change. Well, let's first begin with what is biodiversity. Biodiversity is the variation of life at the genetic, species, and ecosystem levels of biological organization. For example, when you go outside and winds blow and colorful leaves fall from the trees, you may observe the differences in color and shape of each leaf. Well, this is a type of biodiversity, which refers to the variety of living species on the planet. Biodiversity exists within and between species as well as within and between ecosystems. There has been a scientific agreement that the planet's biodiversity is in decline. That's not a great news, since the more species that exist in a given area, the healthier the ecosystem becomes and the better off we humans are. Ecosystems and biodiversity fluctuate with regional climate, causing many species to suffer. Rapid climate change has a negative impact on ecosystem and species' ability to adapt, leading to a loss of biodiversity. Biodiversity is very important. Healthy ecosystems require a diverse range of plant and animal life, from soil microbes to top-level predators like bears and wolves. If one or more species is removed from its environment, it can harm this ecosystem. Biodiversity has an impact on our food, medicine, and environment. Many of the crops we rely on are pollinated by dragonflies, bees, ladybugs, beetles, and other insects. One sort of pollinator cannot do it all, which is why diversification is so important. According to the Columbia Climate School, losing pollinators would result in a loss of roughly one-third of global agriculture production. Foods like honey, chocolate, berries, almonds, and coffee would be reduced or eliminated as a result. Also, many modern medicines like aspirin and morphine are modeled after chemical compositions found in plants. If undiscovered or uninvestigated wildlife species disappear, it would disadvantage scientists trying to uncover new sources for future vaccines and medications. Biodiversity also provides ecosystem services and benefits to people. The benefits include hurricane storm surge protection, carbon sequestration, water filtration, and oxygen production. Without a unique ecosystem and its diverse plant and animal life, our quality of life may become threatened. According to the Intergovernmental Panel for Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, biodiversity loss would endanger 80% of the Sustainable Development Goals, including those relating to poverty, world hunger, and public health. According to the Global Assessment of Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services report, an estimated 1 million species are on the verge of extinction. Terrestrial creatures have fallen by an average of 20% since 1900s. This figure is substantially greater for vertebrates, which have dropped by 60% since 1970s, according to the 2018 Living Planet report. Also, according to the report, more than 40% of amphibian species and almost 33% of reef-forming corals and more than a third of all marine mammals are threatened. Extinction is one of the major threats to biodiversity on our planet. Many species around the world are threatened due to climate change. Let's look at some examples of those species. First, let's start with the Arctic. In the Arctic, climate change is the primary cause of biodiversity loss. The ecosystem of the Arctic Ocean is quickly changing, warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet. As a result, multi-year sea ice is thinning and retreating, disturbing the natural balance of the system. When compared to the median sea ice cover between 1981 and 2010, we have lost over 770,000 square miles of sea ice, an area larger than Alaska and California combined. Thinner sea ice has resulted in large under-ice phytoplankton blooms, attracting southern species poleward. Fish from lower latitudes are migrating into the Arctic Ocean's waters, displacing and outcompeting native Arctic species. Higher up the food chain, Arctic mammals are also threatened. I'm pretty sure whenever you have heard of climate change and how it affects the Arctic, you have seen a picture of a polar bear on a melting ice sheet. And yes, polar bears are threatened, but also other species are threatened too. Polar bears at the top of the food chain are being harmed by melting ice because they are forced onto land for prolonged periods of time, where they are unable to hunt effectively. Polar bears use sea ice for a number of reasons, including movement, hunting, resting, mating, and maternity dens in certain situations. When on ice, polar bears usually hunt for seals, and when they are forced to be on land, according to a study, to match the energy provided by a single seal, polar bears have to consume 1.5 caribou, 37 Arctic char, 74 snow geese, 217 snow goose eggs, or 3 million crowberries. Polar bears use substantially more energy in their search for food when the sea is not in its normal state. Polar bears will find it difficult to adjust to life on land when the Arctic sea ice melts. Scientists estimate that all but a few polar bears' population will likely be gone by 2100. Walruses are also in threat. Walruses are dying as a result of lack of ice. I watched a recent documentary on Netflix called Our Planet, and one of the most heartbreaking scenes was when the walruses were falling to their deaths from the cliffs they climbed because there wasn't enough ice to rest on. Narwhals, the sea unicorns, are also in distress because of the frequent swings in mobile ice. Finding reliable breathing holes is becoming more difficult. As a result, they are becoming trapped and dying beneath the ice. The Arctic is becoming less like the Arctic and more like the North Pacific as climate change destabilizes phytoplankton at the base of the food chain. Also, as the ocean warms, many of the Antarctica species are also changing their habitats. For example, adelie penguins, seals, and krill are moving all south to colder parts of the continent. Sea ice is vanishing in Antarctica as well, threatening the survival of the continent's penguin species. Emperor penguins are predicted to be extinct by the end of the century if we do not do something. Imagine a world with no emperor penguins. We are not only losing biodiversity in the Arctic and the Antarctic, but also around the world. For example, we are losing a lot of biodiversity in Asia. Only a century ago, there were 100,000 wild tigers. According to the World Wildlife Fund, that number has dropped to 3,900. Today, there are more tigers in captivity in the United States than there are in the wild all around the world. According to a recent research published in Science and the Total Environment, sea level rise and climate change might destroy appropriate tiger habitats for the famous Bengal tiger in the next 50 years. The Sundarbans in southern coastal Bangladesh are home to the world's biggest remaining mangrove environment, as well as the last population of Bengal tigers that have adapted to the life in the mangrove ecology. According to studies, by 2070, there would be no suitable Bengal tiger habitat left in the Sundarbans. Also, in Indonesia, the replacement of rainforest with palm oil plantations have ravaged the habitat of critically endangered orangutans and Sumatran tigers. We have also seen loss of biodiversity in marine ecosystems. According to the Global Assessment Report on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, over one-third of marine mammals and nearly one-third of sharks, shark relatives like manta rays, and reef-forming corals are threatened with extinction. At local and global stages, climate change has an impact on marine ecosystems in terms of primary output, ocean temperature, species ranges, and abundance. These changes have a substantial impact on the structure and function of the marine environment. The ocean ecosystem's ability to endure disturbances, adapt to climate change, and fulfill its function as a global ecological and climatic regulator is being weakened by the loss of marine biodiversity. For example, climate change is forcing black-tip sharks up north. Male black-tip sharks have traditionally traveled south to mate with females off the coast of Florida during the coldest months of the year. These sharks are essential to the coastal environment of Florida. They keep Florida's coastal ecosystem healthy by weeding out weak and sick fishes, and thereby helping to preserve coral reef and seagrasses. Male sharks have recently moved farther north as the seas have warmed up. Males will not mate or safeguard Florida's coastal ecology if they do not go south. This will be a great harm to the Florida's biodiversity. All of Earth's natural systems hang in a delicate balance. Too much of one thing like carbon dioxide, nitrogen, or Homo sapiens, or too little of another like forest, freshwater, and keystone species will affect biodiversity and biomes. A stunning new evaluation of all life on Earth reveals humanity to be both insignificant and completely dominant in the big scheme of life. Humans rely on biodiversity for survival, but unsurprisingly, human activities are the primary cause of this huge declines in biodiversity. According to a new study, the world's 7.6 billion people account for only 0.01% of all living organisms, and despite this, humans have wiped out 83% of all wild animals since the start of civilization. For me, of all of the environmental disaster, extinction is one of the most irreversible and tragic. With extinction of each plant and animal species, a valuable element of creation is ruthlessly destroyed. Nature is being destroyed at unparalleled rates in human history, and the rate of species extinction is speeding up, wreaking havoc on all humans all around the world. We are destroying the basic basis of our economies, livelihoods, food security, health, and quality of life. Biodiversity conservation and restoration is no longer a morally motivated goal, but rather a need for people all around the world to enjoy basic human rights. Our consuming habits are certainly contributing to biodiversity loss. Our economic models for determining how a country is performing rely on annual growth on a world with finite resources. To find out which aspects of these models are worth retaining and which are pushing us towards the tipping point, we need to rethink our values, lifestyles, and economies. We need to build biodiversity considerations into trade and infrastructure decisions, the way health and human rights are built into every aspect of social and economic decision making. However, such massive changes would need genuine international collaboration, a significant investment in scientific study, and the speedy execution of internationally coordinated conservation measures on a scale never seen before. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to tune into episode 7 when I talk about how climate change is affecting our food security.